with the rural recession had come, and we all got, all our share farmers got kicked off. We were the first to go, all of us. And so, yeah, there wasn't a lot of money around in Smoky Bay in those days. And then, then it all just happened, yeah, more or less.
Selwyn Evans, better known to everyone in Smoky Bay as Kiwi, is pretty modest about his role in starting up what's become a successful aquaculture industry on South Australia's west coast. Back in 1988, this former share farmer turned his back on the land and looked to the ocean to provide a living for his family. G'day, I'm Brooke Neindorf. With the help from a couple of Tasmanians, Kiwi and about 12 other farming families started growing oysters in the nutrient-rich waters around Smoky Bay. And the rest, as they say, is history. 30 years on, this area is famous for its seafood.
But old fella Roger Calvert from Tasmania, he came over. And he said, you got to get an industry going. He said, you got to get all your mates involved in it. Otherwise, he said, you won't make it by yourself. He said, you've got to have the whole show. And I think there was 12 of us, I think, that all really got going, yeah.
So people could probably picture what happens in an oyster industry today with the punts going out and putting the oysters on the racks out at the leases. But what was it like when you first started here in Smoky Bay?
Yeah, me and the bride, we used to go out and cut tea tree posts. We run out there and we'd chop all these posts down, and the little ones, that was our to make the baskets, hold the baskets together, and the other ones that there were for railing, yeah.
And I've seen a few photos of just using the old tinny to take the baskets out.
Yeah, we borrowed me mate, old Murray Zippel's boat, because that was the only one with an outboard. And the other ones that floated, so we towed them, yeah. We had quite a flotilla, but really it wouldn't even half fill one of the barges nowadays, yeah.
Kiwi's son Judd was soon on board as well. He left school at 15 to help his mum and dad on the oyster leases. It was hard physical work and times were tough as they struggled to get the industry established. He clearly remembers the day his parents got their first proper oyster barge.
Yeah, never seen them so proud. They were. It was not the first barge in town, it was about the third barge, but nonetheless, that was a game changer. And we used to have, when we levelled up, we started with one fishing boat, little 15-foot fiberglass, and then as we got going, we needed two, so Mum drove the second boat, and then we got the barge, and yeah, that's when I left school to come and help. There was enough work there for me too then, so.
And how did the business grow from there in terms of workers and leases bought and things like that?
Yeah, we, back in the day, because everyone was starting out, you didn't need a huge amount of water to make a living. So it sort of, we went from the original 8 or 10 oyster farmers up to within 7 or 8 years, there were 30 different operations in Smoky Bay. You know, everyone had one barge, or the bigger ones had two barges, and that was, you know, there were people everywhere. Everyone had a couple of working men, and it was sort of, when it hit its peak, was quite early. To sort of now, a bit like the farming, they've, you know, the money's sort of not in it where it was at the start, so everyone's put oyster farms back together, and now most operations, I think we've got 19 different operations in Smoky Bay. So, you know, the barges are all, they're all still here, they're just with different companies. And yeah, it's good now, it's much more professional industry. It was, don't worry, it was a lot of fun back in the day, but it looks a lot more impressive at the minute.
Judd also remembers the day when his dad had to collect the first lot of spat that would get the industry started, a story that still gets a few laughs even today.
Our friends in Tasmania had organised some baby oysters for Dad to pick up from the airport. Back in the day, they used to fly him in. Dad, being terribly excited, hooked a trailer, tandem trailer, onto the car, drove to the airport thinking he's going to get this 200,000 oysters. He's going to need a trailer. And I'd love to see the look on his face when they walked out with a small foam box and passed it to him.
Not quite realising how small the spat was?
No, that's for sure. He wasn't sure what was going to turn up, but it was meant to be a lot bigger than his foam box. I think it was in the front seat, strapped in with a seatbelt. He was pretty protective of his little oysters for the first batch to come to South Australia. So, yeah, he was pretty excited.
Another one of the families that made the switch from the land to the sea back in the late 1980s were the Zippel family. Dad Don and brothers Bruce, Ashley and Gary made the move when their financial situation worsened. Bruce Zippel takes up their story.
Our involvement was almost financial desperation back in the day, and we probably in hindsight we were very privileged to be members of, or some of the founding members of this fantastic industry. But we were desperately looking for things to diversify into and keep the family structure intact. And so Dad was actually the one who suggested it in 1988, and it was actually him that went and had a very good talk to Kiwi and came back from that discussion saying, I think we should get involved. So, yeah, it was actually Dad that... But we were sort of half thinking it, but it was Dad who actually made the suggestion to the family.
And that seems to be the case for a lot of the growers that got into it, was looking for something else because farming wasn't going so well at that time on the land.
Exactly right. The 80s were a horrible run of years, and there were three brothers and Dad on the farm, and it just was not working. So a lot of people were looking for diversification. Some people went mining, some people bought trucks. We looked at all sorts of things, but we applied for the oyster farm, and it was really difficult. It was very, very difficult adjustment. We weren't in the right part of the bay. It nearly sent us broke right from the start. Hands and knees to try and find financiers at the time, which wasn't easy because it was a new and founding industry. But, you know, in the end we got it to work, but it was a really hard road to get there. You know, and the thing we really discovered, it's just farming. It's farming in a different manner, and Mother Nature gives you bad years, she gives you good years, she gives you disasters. So we never got out of farming, we just changed the way we farmed.